This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Welcome to Senate Education this morning. It's Tuesday, the 2nd of March, 2021. We'll start with some housekeeping rules. Senate Education requires mask wear. If you don't have one, we're asking you to exit the room or grab one off the dais. That's our rule here, including when you testify at the podium. That's out of respect for those that follow you and speak at the dais. We all know that aerosolized droplets from the respiratory system hang in the air for 10 or 12 minutes after you speak, especially forcefully, such as when giving testimony. In addition, this is a no disruption committee. If you have an electronic device on your person, we encourage you to use it to follow along with the committee business, but ask that you make sure it's silenced so it's not disruptive to the committee. If you have materials for the committee this morning, we'll have you hand them to us through one of our two pages. We had five last time we met, so interest in the committee must be waning this morning, but we got at least two ladies here helping us. If you'd come up and tell us who you are, where you're from, what you're interested in, where you're headed, we'd be happy to hear it. I see Paige the Page has returned again, so you can tell us who you are, Paige, and where you're headed. I remember already.
Well, that's good, I guess.
It is good.
I'm Paige Hoffman. I'm a senior at Sioux Falls Christian High School, and next year I will be attending Hillsdale College, hopefully with a major in politics.
Last time we talked about you reading in Primus, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we did. Thanks for being here again. Hi.
My name is Brianna Roth. I'm a junior at Redfield High School, and I hope to attend Morningside University with a major in psychology.
Great. Thanks for coming in this morning. So just a reminder, if you have materials for the committee, hand them through the page. We ask and answer questions through the chair. Helps provide the orderly flow of information, take any potential emotion out of the issues that are not infrequent here at Senate Education, at least this year. Also gives you time to formulate your answer, make sure it's cogent, and for the benefit of the committee and those listening in, for those that are testifying this morning. First item of business is to call the meeting officially to order, which we'll do now. And Sharon, if you would make sure we're all in attendance and that a quorum exists to do the committee's work this morning.
Senator Boland.
Here.
Heinert.
Excused.
Smith?
Here.
Steinhauer?
Here.
Tobin?
Here.
Shamefish?
Here.
Kurd?
Here.
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
Quorum does exist. First item of business is to approve the minutes from last Thursday.
Move approval.
B.J. Smith, Senator, moves to approve the minutes from last Thursday, seconded by Senator Boland. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Minutes are approved. Only one item for the committee this morning. That's House Bill 1254, an act to prohibit preferential treatment in higher education employment practices. Proponents for 1254. Senator Nostrup, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee. We're not going to take much time today because the bill is fairly simple. As I look at state law 13-49-14, it is a well-written document. The first paragraph gives the duties of the Board of Regents. The second paragraph gives some of the rights that the employees of the Board of Regents have got. So I'm going to focus on the paragraph that we're changing, which is the second paragraph, which is related to the rights of the employee at the universities. Long-standing tradition, excuse me, Mr. Chairman, State Senator Al Norstrom from Aberdeen District 3. Long-standing tradition within the United States is we will not discriminate based on race, color, creed, religion, sex, ancestry, disability, and national origin. That's common. It's currently in our law. It's obviously within national law also. So what this does in second paragraph, lines 12 through 17, it strengthens that position. What it does is it says, in short version, is it says that the Board of Regents will not do preferential treatment from hiring to firing and everything in between. No preferential treatment between hiring and firing and everything in between. And in the last two sentences, it adds the words based on ideology, political, sectarian, or perspectives, and then continues with race, color, creed, religion, sex, ancestry, disability, and national origin. With that, I will stand back and let the House Prime Sponsor give testimony. Thank you, committee.
Thank you, sir. Further proponents, 1254. Morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Representative Sue Peterson, District 13, Sioux Falls. The Prime Senate sponsor described very well what we're doing, and it is a very simple bill. Basically, we're saying not only can the universities not discriminate, they can also not show preferential treatment. So, for instance, if you have a pool of applicants and you have one of those who happens to be a woman, and you can't put the fact that she's a woman ahead of all of her other credentials and all the credentials of the other applicants and show preferential treatment to her only because she's a woman. So it says, again, what is in current law, you can't discriminate, and then we're adding the preferential treatment. So we've worked closely with the Board of Regents on this, and my understanding is that they are here in support as well. I will stand by for questions if there are any. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Further proponents, 1254.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Nathan Lucas with the Board of Regents. I want to, again, thank the sponsor for working with us. We had some amendments that we were working through on the House side to make sure there weren't any unintended consequences because we were all in agreement with the general intent. But as you all know, there are always unintended consequences. But what this bill does is makes clear what I believe to be the best practice in our current practice, and that being that any employment decision should be made based on the merits of the applicant. You should rise, fall, or stagnate based on your own individual merits, not what you look like, who you vote for, or who you happen to pray to. We don't care about that. What we care about is how you do your job. Everything else shouldn't factor into things, and I believe that's what this bill says. So to the extent it provides additional clarity and gives comfort to folks knowing that we're making employment decisions based on merit, that's a good thing. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents? 1254. Anyone online to testify in favor of House Bill 1254? Anyone present that would like to give opposition testimony to 1254? Anyone online that would like to give opposition testimony to 1254? With only proponent testimony, no need for rebuttal. Committee questions on 1254. Senator Bolin.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question for the House sponsor.
Thank you. State your question, if you would, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good representative. How does this impact granting of tenure? And the reason I bring this up is my brother just retired as a full professor at the University of Texas. He was department chair in his respective department for a year, and he would tell me often that he had a lot of power and authority to with a committee to hire people or not recommend their retention. So I'd just like to know how this will work in the process.
Thank you, sir. Ma'am?
Mr. Chair, yes, thank you. Representative Sue Peterson, Sioux Falls, District 13. I will try to answer that question. I might refer to our good friend from the Board of Regents as well. But the intent would be that merit would be the criteria used to grant tenure and all other things related to a person's employment, not that race, color, creed, ideological perspective. So we would then expect, which is what I understand the Board of Regents currently expects, is that those people in positions, like you mentioned, would be using the appropriate criteria and not the inappropriate criteria.
Senator?
Yeah, just follow up. Mm-hmm. To the best of your knowledge, maybe we'll ask this of the council here, to the best of your knowledge, do faculty committees have a big impact or a big role to play in hiring of new faculty members? Best of your knowledge, ma'am.
Mr. Chair, may I phone a friend on that? Thank you.
Hello. Welcome back.
Morning. Mr. Chair, Nathan Lucas with the Board of Regents. Senator, I'm going to give the caveat that I'm always reluctant to speak in absolutes because there are always exceptions. But as a general rule, as part of the shared governance aspect or model in higher education, when hiring faculty into the various departments, there are there's faculty engagement or faculty representation on the hiring committee who ultimately makes a recommendation with the administration making the decision.
Okay. Senator?
Let me just follow up then. Thank you. Does a faculty committee the ability of an administrator, would it be accurate to say they could overrule the recommendation of a faculty committee, at least to the best of your knowledge?
Sir?
Mr. Chair, Senator Bolin, yes, that would be accurate, and I would say that would apply at any step along the way, whether it's hiring, promotion, and tenure, whether you're talking about the department chair, the dean, the president, or the Board of Regents ultimately granting with the authority to grant tenure. It's not terribly common, but it happens that administrators go against the recommendation of a committee.
Senator Bolin?
I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you. Further questions on 1254 this morning? Committee discussion or anyone who's interested in initiating action on 1254? Senator Steinhauer.
Mr. Chair, I move to pass.
Second. Senator Steinhauer has moved to pass on 1254, seconded by Senator Smith. Comments on your motion, Senator?
The bill, I think, is well-intended, makes sense, and I note that the Board of Regents is supportive, so I think we should move it along.
Thank you, sir. Further comments on the do-pass motion of 1254? Without any, the motion before the Senate Education Committee this morning is that the committee do support Senator Steinhauer's do-pass motion and it be sent with same to the Senate floor for consideration by the full body. All those in favor will vote yes or yay. Those opposed will vote nay. Sharon, if you would record our votes for us, please.
Senator Bolin?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Tobin?
Aye.
Shamefish?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
7 ayes, no nays.
Senate bill, or House bill, excuse me, 1254 has received a unanimous vote. No opposition testimony. I'm going to place it on the consent calendar unless there are reservations to doing so. Without any, that concludes the formal business. Thank you, ma'am, for coming, and Senator Nostrup for being here and helping us with 1254 this morning. Nothing else formally for the committee, but I would like the committee to consider potential summer study topics. We'll probably discuss that in further detail on Thursday. So if you have burning issues that you think need to be answered by study over the summer, the committee would like to entertain those and perhaps provide a formal recommendation if we have anything to the Legislative Research Council for consideration by the entire legislative body for topics. I know that there are some that Senator Steinhauer has in mind, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, a question about the process. Do you want to have discussion at our next meeting, and then if we have something, we write it up post then, or do you want somebody to be coming with something that's kind of a straw man to
let's entertain all. We can, if you have something ready to go, we'll look at it for sure.
Okay.
And if we want to discuss topics and write it up later, that'd be great. We do have some time the following week, but no bills to consider. So unless something pops up tucked into another package, we won't have anything to really talk about next week. So, Senator Bowen?
Yeah. And one thing I'd like just like to add as well is that even if we don't have a summer study, a lot of times we can recommend to the LRC through the e-board that they do like a position paper or a report on a particular topic. A lot of times I think that, from my experience, that's just about as good or maybe even better sometimes just to recommend that the LRC staff in the summer study whatever topic it is. It's sometimes it's actually more efficient and it works better and you get the information you need for the next session. So I'll just throw that out there as well for potential ideas that people have. I've got a couple not related to education, but I'm not going to ask for a summer study. I'm just going to ask a study that the LRC staff can do in the summer. Keep them busy.
Fair enough. Keep them gainfully employed. It's part of the Gainfully Employed program instituted by Senator Boland. Any other topics of concern for the Senate Education Committee? Sorry, Secretary, you came right at the tail end here. I know it's riveting, but we're just about done. If not, we'll entertain Senator Shane Fish's motion to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Senator Hynert. All those in favor?
Aye.
Senate Education is adjourned. Thank you.